Oh, hey. It's been a while since we've seen each other. Oh, come on, don't act like you're so surprised. What, I can't see my favorite version friend after, like, what, 7 months? Because of all of this crazy stuff going on, we haven't been able to see each other in the longest. And we finally get to go out and basically do whatever we want. But, may I come in? Thank you. I mean, it kind of sucks that the schools are still closed and everything. I wish I was able to go back, but it's whatever, I guess. How have you been? That's good. Is your family doing okay? That's great. Come on, did you not expect me to visit you at least at some point? We always used to talk and do stuff after school, even back when school was open. So look, the reason I came here, other than to get some updates of what's going on with you, is because there's this really big test coming up, and, well, you were always kind of a smart guy in our class, so could you maybe help me with a few things? I promise I'll make it worth your time. Well, look, the only reason I call you a virgin is because you kind of are one. It's not to be offensive, I think it's kind of cute. Well, I needed help with the math portion of that test. You know how much I sucked at math. See, now we have something that we both can rub in each other's faces. The fact that you're a virgin, and the fact that I'm kind of dumb at math. So, now we have something to, use against one another. Wait, did I bring my laptop with me? Oh no. I forgot it. Do you have a laptop by any chance that we both could use? Oh no, thank you. Okay, so, is it okay if I log into my account from your computer? Thank you. Okay, we're here. Let me just click on this subject, so. Here. So this is basically the portion which I'm having the most issues with. Before we start studying with one another, I do have some other things I wanted to tell you. And it might kind of catch you by surprise. Okay, how do I say this without you getting, like, super weirded out? Ever since we've been in school, I mean, like, the actual campus, literally, ever since I laid my eyes on you, I've sort of always had a crush on you. And I know it's weird and I'm just coming out now to say it, but these last several months have really given me a chance to reflect on how much I would miss you if we were to ever just lose contact. And I know how much I would just tease you and, well, aggravate you, I suppose. But that was simply because I liked you a lot and I didn't really know how to express it. So, there you go. That's my confession, I guess. Look at you, all blushing. I bet you would have never expected a girl to actually confess to you, did you? Especially not one as cute as me. Well, you finally got it. You don't know what to say? Well, you don't need to say anything. Come Nerd. Is it okay if I use your bathroom for a moment? I really have to pee. Look at you all speechless. I'll take that as a yes. I'll be back. I'm back. Over here. Do you like it? I came up with this outfit just for you. This is, what they call a virgin killer sweater. It's actually quite revealing. Here, I'll show you both sides. Do you like my little pose? I thought it might surprise you, and it seems like I did really good in doing that, As if the confession wasn't good enough. You see, for a dork, you really don't fulfill all of the, stereotypes of a dork. Like the glasses and the dweeby face and kind of wimpy demeanor. But that's nothing like you. You're actually a really cool guy and not afraid to speak his mind, and might I say, you're quite muscular too, for a nerd. How long have I been planning this? I was actually gonna do this much, much earlier, but lockdowns and stuff. Hey, I know you must feel it though, but look down a little bit. Your thing. You're getting a bit excited. I know. It's not every day that you'd see a girl in a virgin killer sweater in your bedroom. Mind if I, take care of that for you? Here, just lay back. Let me get into bed with you. Your parents picked such a good day not to be at home. I must say this was really a lucky, lucky situation. Oh, it's looking kind of big. Actually, it looks really big. Goodness. This is huge. Now, who would have thought the class nerd would be hiding something like this? Not to mention this six-pack of yours. Always knew that you had a really muscular tone. But not this muscular. You must go to the gym, do you not? Well, I'm gonna have my way with this thing right here, and, you might as well just sit back and enjoy it. This is your first time, after all. Does it feel good, nerd? Are you about to come already? Does your dick feel that good in my mouth? You came pretty quickly, but I assumed you would. You seem to really like how I gave you that blowjob. The way your body was just jerking around like that. Your moans with every single suck. I'm glad I was able to please you like that. To be honest, I haven't given a blowjob in a while. To an actual person outside of my, the old girls at home. But that's not the end of the fun we're gonna have tonight. We've only just begun. But considering how quickly you came during my blowjob, well, I don't think you'll last that long at all here. Or maybe you could surprise me. Okay, look, we'll make a deal. If you last more than 1 minute, I'll have something really special planned out for you next time I visit, which should be in the next couple days. Of course I'm letting you do me. What, are you so surprised? I mean, I just gave you a blowjob. Come on, what did you expect? And even with you coming so quickly, you're still just as hard as you were before. Actually, quite a bit harder. Here, let me lift up my sweater. And let me get on the bed on all fours. There we go. What's the wait up? Come on, big boy. Show me what you got. Yes. Not so rough. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Satisfied by a virgin so much. Fuck yes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna same at the same time. Virgin would make me come like that. You know, I think it was mainly because of that dick of yours. So huge. It was hitting my deepest areas too. Fuck, I haven't had this much fun with anyone in a long time. That thing is finally starting to shrink a little bit. After those two huge loads, I would be surprised if it wasn't. Say, what time are your parents supposed to come back? Oh, well, that's a long time. I'll probably just hop in your shower if you don't mind and wash off this sex smell. One at a time. Well, you see, we could go in together, but I want to save that for next time. But tell me, how did you learn how to do it like that? It's like you're not even a virgin. Jeez, who knew watching that much porn would help out so much? Well, I'll be back in like 30 minutes. Don't miss me too much. Also, I think you might need to clean your sheets off. With how much cum and, you know, my juices are on it. I love you.